Welcome to your daily devotional, October 26th. Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, reads in its entirety. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Paul is dealing here with the tendency of the church at Rome in his day to seek salvation by grace, without it being accompanied by repentance. There is a term for it, antinomianism, which literally means against the law. The idea is that if one is a believer, they are free from the law of Moses, which is true, but the false teaching goes further, saying that one is also released from all moral laws. Yet in every case, where a moral law is carried into the New Testament, it is emphatically affirmed to be the rule for Christian faith and practice. We find such affirmation in the Gospels. For example, in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And we also find binding moral standards for Christians throughout the entire New Testament. One prominent passage where you can find this is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through chapter 5. Verse 18, Jesus tells us that we can know true believers by their fruits. The converted man hates sin. He does not have the attitude that now that he has bought some fire insurance by praying the prayer, he's free to go and live like hell without consequence. Such a man has deceived himself into thinking he has salvation and errantly thinks that God is pleased to let him go on sinning willy-nilly and without consequence. Jesus Christ died for sin, and every time we sin, it is as if we picked up a hammer and drove another nail into his blessed hands. How can a true believer ever make light of this or justify this and feel okay with his or her known sin? If your sin has been put to death with Christ, how can you live in its lifestyle with peace and without conviction? If there are any sins in your life, be they blatant and known or secret and hidden, stop justifying them in your own mind. Repent and get real with God. Don't tell me what you are going to do. Just go and do it and stop making excuses. If something is the will of God, he will surely help you make some changes in your life so that you live a life more pleasing to him. If you are playing games with God in any area of your life, today is the day to stop acting as a child and get serious about living for Christ.